Hello there. Welcome to today's broadcast for Sunday the 9th of May. I hope you guys are okay and enjoying as much as you can this lockdown time. It can be a very, very special time, a time where you need to just think differently, do things differently, and make the best of this time that you can. You're going to need a pen and paper for today's little quiz because it's a little bit tricky. And so make sure that you've got that handy. Just to remind you that this is for Ignite, the children that are in reception to year six. So I hope that's you, and I hope you enjoy listening. So the little quiz puzzle type thing we're going to do, first of all, is I am thinking of a letter of the alphabet. Okay, so you have to try and guess what it is, just for fun, see how you go. This letter is in the word amount, A-M-O-U-T, but not in round, R-O-U-N-D. It's in the word amount, but not in round. So what letter do you think that could be? Another three clues. This letter is in mountain, but not in curtain. It's in the word mountain, but it's not in the word curtain. Do you think you have any better idea what the word could be? Now, some of the slightly easier clues. This letter starts words like mountain and end words like tandem. It starts words like mountain and ends words like tandem. Should be quite easy by now to work out what letter it is. And the last clue is that it's the 13th letter of the alphabet. So that should hopefully make it easy for you. Drum roll. It's the letter M. I wonder whether you got that. Well, I hope you did. Right, so today we're going to be looking at the story of Rebecca. We're starting off a little series all about wonder women who did great things in the Bible and the life lessons we can learn from that. So we find Rebecca first appearing, and this is the only part of Rebecca's story that we're going to be talking about. She goes on to do other things in the Bible, but we're just going to talk about this first and I think quite interesting part of her life. And we find that in the book of Genesis, which is the first book in the Old Testament, and it's chapter 24. So Abraham was God's friend, and God made a covenant with Abraham, and he promised him a lot of things. He said that you are going to be a great person, and so will all your children after you. They too will be great. And it took a long time for Abraham and his wife Sarah to have their son, but they eventually got their son Isaac. And Isaac was now at a time when he needed to get married. And Abraham didn't want Isaac to get married to the wrong type of girl. He wanted Isaac to get married to somebody who understood Isaac's culture and how, you know, the rules that they had in their family, like obeying God. He didn't want Isaac to get married to somebody who would then go and worship idols, or who wouldn't want to go to church every Sunday, or who wouldn't want to teach their children about the Bible. So he wanted Isaac to get married to the right type of girl. Now, so you're either a girl or a boy. If you're a boy, you want to start thinking about the sort of person that you want to be friends with, really, or even think about getting married to them. I know that might seem like a really, really long way away, but you need to at some stage, you're going to have to think about these things and think about the type of person, maybe even just the one that you're friends with at the moment, the type of girl that you're friends with. And if you're a girl, you want to think about the sort of person that you are, what sort of reputation you have, and what people might say about you, whether they would say that you were a good girl or not. So Isaac really wanted, or Abraham wanted his son Isaac to get married to a good girl, to somebody who knows how to look after themselves, but also somebody who respects their mother and father, who maybe does their school homework on time and does all the right thing. Not somebody who just wants to go out partying every night and on Sunday morning is really not ready to go out to church and things like that. He wanted somebody who knew the value of their life, and really who appreciated that God was God, and who would teach that to their children, Abraham's grandkids. So he went to a lot of trouble to make sure that his son would get married to the right type of girl. So he sent his servant back to his homeland to find a wife for Isaac, because he wanted Isaac to marry the right girl. This was very, very important to Abraham, because this was somebody who was going to carry on teaching their children all the right values in life, and also remind them of all the things that God had done for the family. So very, very important. So he sent his servant back to his homeland to find a wife, and the servant gets back there, having traveled a lot of days with 10 camels and also quite a lot of good things that showed that Abraham had lots of money. So there were lots of gold jewelry and gold earrings, lots of gold things to show that Abraham had was a wealthy person. And when we see Rebecca, the servant first of all prays to God, and he says, you know, the job that Abraham has given me is quite a hard job. How am I supposed to find this girl who is the right girl for Isaac? How, it's such a big responsibility, and I don't think I can do it all by myself. God, I am going to need your help. I need your help to show me the right girl. And he's sitting by a well, and he prays, and he says, when the girls come to fetch water from this well, I pray that it'll be somebody who will offer me a drink, but also offer my camels some water to drink. Now, camels do drink a lot. They need lots of water before they feel full, because they store a lot of their water in their humps, in the humps on their back. So it was going to take a lot of work to not only give the servant some water, but also the camels. He had 10 camels with him, so that was going to be a lot of fetching and carrying. And so he connected with God, and he prayed to God and said, I need to know that this is the right girl for Isaac. And when Rebecca comes along, she does exactly that. She says to this man, oh, would you like me to fetch you some water? So he says, yes, please. She fetches him the water. And then once he's drunk, she says, I will get your camels some water to drink as well. So she goes back and forth to the well to get the enough water for the camels, all 10 of them, to have a drink of water. And when the servant sees her doing that, then he realizes that this is the right person. This is the girl that God has chosen for Isaac as a wife. So he says to her, oh, here, have some lovely jewelry. I would like to know where you live. He would like her to, he needs somewhere to sleep. And she says, oh, no, you can come and sleep at our house. You can sleep at our house, bring in the camels and everything else. That's fine. She invites him over to the house. And then he tells her and her family why he's there, and he says, I am here because my master Abraham has now got very, very wealthy, and he's got a son, but he wants to find the right person to marry his son, and God has sent me out here, and Rebecca absolutely fits that person. So he says, can I take Rebecca back home to be Isaac's wife? And the family are very happy with this, especially when they see all the wonderful things he has brought, because it shows that she is going to go to a good family, somewhere that have lots of money and that she will be well looked after. So they agree for Rebecca to go and live with, to go and be Isaac's wife. And then, so they sleep. And then the next morning, the servant says, right, I'm ready to go. Can we go now? Can I take Rebecca with me? And the family are not so sure. They're like, oh no, this is, you know, we're not going to see Rebecca anymore. We should think about maybe letting Rebecca stay with us another 10 days. Let her stay with us for 10 days. And then, you know, after that, she can spend time with her friends. She can say goodbye to everyone. And then you can go back with her. And the servant says, no, really, I think we should go now. I think we should go today. He said, can we ask Rebecca what she wants to do? So they call Rebecca and they say, okay, you have a choice. You can either go now and become Isaac's wife, or you can stay 10 days and have a party with your friends and enjoy yourself for a while, and then you can go. What do you want to do? And Rebecca says, nope, I want to go now. I'm happy to go now. And she goes off with the servant. And when they are still far away, she sees Isaac in the distance. And she says, who's that guy? And they say, oh yeah, that's Isaac, the man that you're going to marry. So she covers her face like she's supposed to. And then the servant presents her to Isaac. And then Isaac takes her as his wife. And because he was very sad because his mother Sarah had died, Rebecca helps him to get over that, and she provides some comfort for him. So that's the story of Rebecca that we're going to be looking at today. You can read about it in Genesis chapter 24. It's really very good. But what can we learn about Rebecca, or the type of person that Rebecca is? How can we apply that to our lives today? Well, I've got an answer for that. Surprise, surprise. Rebecca was an answer to prayer. Abraham's servant was praying, thinking, I need a specific type of person. I am looking for a girl who is good, who comes from a good home, who looks after herself, who, you know, sort of takes care of herself, like has a bath every day, does all the housework without being asked, respects her mother and father, somebody who has been brought up well and who people can say good things about them. So that makes me think about ourselves. When we look at ourselves, what type of person are we? Whether we're a boy or a girl, do people have good things to say about us? And are we an answer to someone's prayer? You know, if you go somewhere, do you make other people happy? Or do they really think, oh no, this person is going to bring more trouble and I really don't need them around? So you need to check yourself. You need to ask yourself whether you are somebody who brings joy to other people, whether you make other people happy when you join their company. Whether people seek you out as a friend. Are you a good friend? Are you somebody who can be relied on? So Rebecca was an answer to prayer. She was somebody who was good. She was a good person. When she met the servant, there was a big job that needed to be done. Not just getting this man water, but also getting water for his camels. And that was going to take a long time. And right at the beginning, Rebecca doesn't hesitate. She doesn't sort of think and worry about, oh, this is a lot of work. I really don't feel like doing this. I'll just give the man water and at least I've done my good deed for the day. Tick that box and move on. She's ready to work hard. She's ready to put in the effort that's needed to give these 10 camels water to drink. a lot of people have looked into how much water that would have been. It would have been a lot of trips to the well, putting down the jug into the well, pulling up the jug again, and then going and putting the water into a trough for the camels to drink. That was a lot of work. So when you think about yourself, are you the sort of person who is willing to work hard? Are you willing to do the job until it's done? Or are you just lazy? You know, are you just the sort of person who, if you start something, it might not get done. It might not get finished. You should try to work hard to be a good person, to be somebody who can be trusted to do a good job. Because Rebecca was not worried about hard work. When she saw something that needed to be done, she was ready to do it. And Rebecca stood out because the Bible says that this was the time when a lot of women came out to give to draw water from the well. And of all the people that were there drawing water, Rebecca was the only one who offered to give water to the servant. She was obviously a generous person. She was a person who would look around and see when people needed help. And we should be doing that. We should look around and see if anyone around us needs help. We should be sensitive to people's feelings, sensitive to other people's needs, and see what we can do to help those people. Not just going about our business and just worrying about ourselves and not thinking about other people. We need to look around and see how we can help other people or even make a difference in their lives. So Rebecca stood out in that way, in that she chose to help out this man. So then we find out that, you know, Rebecca, they go to the house and then they spend the night. And then Rebecca is given a choice in the morning that does she want to start her new life now, or does she want to wait, have a party, enjoy some time with her friends, say goodbye to all her relatives for about 10 days? Well, Rebecca doesn't choose that. She chooses to go now. She chooses to leave her family right away and start a new life. So it makes me wonder that when we are given a choice of starting something new, now, do we choose to do that, or do we waste time in sort of like mundane things, in things that are not that important? Like Rebecca having parties with her friends and saying goodbye to all her family, we don't know what would have happened in that time. She might have changed her mind. Someone might have persuaded her that, oh, you know, you're going to marry this guy, Isaac. You don't even know what he looks like, you know. He might not even be that good looking. Why don't you hang around here? Or why don't you marry one of the other local guys? Why do you have to go away? Someone might have tried to persuade her not to go with the servant to marry Isaac. But Rebecca didn't take that choice. She chose to do God's will now. So when we're asked to do something, even if it's by our parents or if they call us, do we go straight away? Or do we wait and then maybe we forget that they've called us? Or do we let other things take our attention away, as if we were going on a party or something else? Do we let all these things get in the way of our lives? We really need to be people that if God asks us to do something or our parents ask us to do something, we do it straight away. Because if we don't do it straight away, we might forget, or we might change our mind, or something else might take our attention away from that, and then we forget. So we have to be really careful to make sure that when we are asked to do something by God or by our parents or by friends, that we do it straight away, that we're people who are known to be prompt in doing good things. So that's another lesson that we can learn from Rebecca. And then towards the end of the story, when Rebecca meets Isaac, the Bible tells us that she comforted Isaac after his mother's death. So Rebecca's life really had a purpose. There was a meaning. There was a reason why God wanted her to be with Isaac at that time. He was really sad because his mother had died, and maybe he was feeling a little bit hopeless and a little bit down and really feeling depressed and feeling not very happy about life. And that would have probably shown in the way that he was acting. So when Rebecca went and became his wife, she made a change to his life. So there was a reason that God wanted Rebecca to go to Isaac at that time. So when we have a job to do, sometimes if we're asked to do something, we might not know the full outcome of it or the real reason behind why we're being asked to do something, which is another reason why we should go and try and do it quickly, because it might be something that affects other people. So we should really try and make sure that we are connected to God. I like Rebecca because I really feel that in this story and in other stories about Rebecca, she is connected to God. And when he tells her to do something, she listens and she does it. God really uses Rebecca's life to make big changes later on when she has her twins. She has twins that are called Isaac, Jacob and Esau. And there are certain things that God tells Rebecca to do, and she does them straight away. She does them. She makes a big change to the family structure, because although Jacob is the second born child, he actually gets all the blessings of the first born child. But you'll have to read Genesis chapter 25 to see and understand more about that. But I just wanted to highlight these things that we can learn from the life of Rebecca. So that is all I wanted to share. But before we go, let's just say a quick prayer. Lord, I thank you for all that we can learn from the life of Rebecca and what a good girl she was. I pray that it will help us to want to change our lives and to want to be good people that people can say good things about and that can have a good reputation. And help us, O Lord, that when we hear an instruction, either from you, from our teachers, from parents, from older siblings, that we will be quick to do them. And we will not let other things come and take our attention away or make us to forget. Help us to learn these lessons and other lessons from the books of the Bible that you have given us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, I hope you're hanging on in there during this quarantine time, lockdown time. And I hope you're keeping well and keeping healthy. And God bless you. Bye.